On a quiet and stormy night, when Santa rides his sleigh, delivering to a billion children before the break of day. Now, Santa is a lovely guy, loved by those he meets, but still he gets annoyed by those children on the streets. Now we join our brave hero. The Doctor is his name, Mike his companion, or at least that's what he claims.
Hello there. An emergency call from Lapland.
What do they want?
I don't know. Let's find out.
So off they went to Lapland to answer the emergency call.
What could be bothering those lovely chaps? We're not even part through fall.
But the heroes couldn't imagine what fate had in store. They walked down the stone path and knocked on the snowy door. The door opened slowly, and out popped a head.
I'm the leader of the elves, and we think Santa's dead.
The Doctor asked to see the body and Mike for the toys, but the elf said he's disappeared.
We'll have to inform the boys.
The Doctor was confused now.
But remember, Santa has no car. He weighs 40 tons, so he can't have run too far.
Mike suggested questioning, a method detectives use, in case anyone knew what Santa was about to do. Rudolph was his best friend, so he was first in line. The Doctor knew he should know it would just take some time. The interview began. Rudolph tried his best, but Mike didn't believe him, so he beat him half to death.
Okay, he ran away, but I don't know where.
So off they went searching. Around Lapland they went. Mike suggested they turn left and ended up in Kent. The Doctor and Mike now sit, not knowing what to do. Without that special day, what were the kids supposed to do?
We can't celebrate Christmas the same way we used to.
The polar bear behind them had info that was useful.
Listen up, Sparky. Here's the deal. Word on the grapevine says Santa is trying his luck in the northern forest of Lapland.
The Doctor and Mike were far on their way to try and rescue Santa and save Christmas Day. The Doctor appalls violence. It's rule number one. But Mike was packing heat should Santa try to run. They sneaked through the forest, leaving footprints in the snow, quietly tracing Santa and hoping he wouldn't know. And through the forest they saw him, sitting on a log. They jumped out behind him and gave him a hell of a shock. The Doctor then demanded,
Santa, where have you been? We've been looking all over the world. Well, Kent is where we've been.
Santa got to his feet and asked why they tried.
Because Christmas is what we live for.
And the elves told us you died.
Well, they were deceived, and as you can see, I'm still full of life. How stupid can they be?
Well, I'm afraid that's not good enough. You're going to have to work. It's written in your contract. You cannot just desert.
I'd like to see you drag me back. You'll have to try your luck. I weigh 40 tons, and you haven't got a truck.
The Doctor kept him occupied as Mike sneaked away. When Santa wasn't looking, he cracked him with a spade. It took almost 4 weeks to drag him back to camp. He was put back to work under a burning gas lamp. So the Doctor and Mike now left. Again, they saved the day. Christmas isn't canceled. Now Santa is in his sleigh. We leave you all in peace, for Christmas is yet so near. We bring you good tidings, and we'll see you all next year.